Hello, Steve speaking.
Steve Williams, hello.
Anthony.
Anthony and Lockie from 5RM.
How are you, Steve?
Good to speak to you.
Now, do you have any recollection whatsoever of Wawa Nee's gig at the Chaffey Theatre in Renmark?
Look, I do remember it. I have a vivid memory of us pulling up out the back of the theatre, and there were some kids there with a cake for us. And that's kind of the most memorable thing I can think of. I know it was a crazy gig because that was during the real peak of the craziness kind of thing.
Well, we need to track down who these Riverland kids were that gave Wawa Nee a cake. The plot thickens, Steve Williams.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe they can make another one.
You've forwarded me. Now, I haven't shown this to Lockie yet. This is the tour summary for Wawa Nee, January 1987.
Yeah, look, it's really weird because the guy that used to be our merchandise person only last week he mailed to me a bunch of stuff, and that was included. It was all his worksheets that he got from our management, and that's just weird because it was just sitting on the table, and then I just flicked through, and it was like the third page I opened up to.
So it was a Thursday, January 29, 1987. The Riverland just went absolutely crazy when the hottest band in the world rolled into the Riverland, Wawa Nee. Steve, did a bit of work with the Zep Boys. Did you ever play here with the Zep Boys?
Look, we did. I don't know if we did the Riverland. It's quite a long time ago. I did Zep Boys for about 7 years, but it was about 10 or so years ago. We may have. I honestly can't remember. I'd have to speak to Vince, who I do speak to still quite regularly. So I'll mention it to him.
All right. Now, one of the great connections that we got is because yesterday morning we were talking. We got onto Wawa Nee through Elton John and just a bit of riffing that Lockie and myself were doing. And lo and behold, you've got a connection to Elton John, which is happening at the moment, which has just blown our mind. Tell us the story, Steve.
Yeah, look, it's weird. You know, I'm doing this solo album. I've sort of had this project in the back of my mind for quite a long time of doing a bunch of my original songs with different singers, because obviously over the period of my life, I've worked with some incredible singers. I've been very lucky. So I've kind of done this album with different singers on each track. And you know, I've got, for instance, John Kenny from the Rockmelons singing a couple. I've got Tim Watson from Taxi Ride. And on this recent one, which I sent you, there's actually a band. Look, you probably remember Free, who had the huge hit All Right Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so their guitarist, Paul Kossoff, who in the guitar fraternity is like, you know, a mega guitar god, he had a band after Free called Backstreet Crawler, who I absolutely love. They're literally one of my most favorite bands of all time. I had this song which I'd kind of been thinking about, you know, asking Terry, the singer, to do. So I asked him, and he was cool to do it. So we did the song, and that's the one I sent you, and it came out great. Now, Terry was pretty happy with the way that worked out, so we've now decided to do a whole album together, which is separate from my solo thing, right? So Terry then got his friend Mark Taylor involved, and Mark's Elton's piano player on the live gig.
Why does Elton John have a piano? It's like Steve Williams having a guitar player in Wawa Nee.
I guess, you know, there's probably songs where Elton wants to get up and do his thing and not be stuck behind a piano. So yeah. I guess in those songs, Mark carries the weight. You know, Mark's an incredible musician. We've just done a bunch of recordings, and like his playing brings the whole thing to a next level. It's actually scary, scary good. I mean, we just did one song, and it's like having Stevie Wonder playing clavinet on the track. It's just incredible sounding. The guy is so, so incredibly talented. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing's just kind of fallen together. We've done about 5 or 6 songs. So, you know, I guess hopefully that should be finished in the next few months, which is a really exciting project for me because, you know, A, having Terry Slesser involved, and he's just, you know, one of my favorite singers ever. And now having Mark Taylor involved, it just brings it again to this incredible level. So, yeah, I'm very flattered and honoured to be working with these guys.
You're also knocking around with another one of the greats from back in the day. You do a fair bit of playing with Matt Finnish.
I do. Look, I've been doing Matt Finnish for a few years. John Pryor and I have been friends, like, since the 80s. He's continued the band on, and I've been doing it. And, yeah, we've been doing, you know, those big Empire touring shows where they have, like, 10 or so kind of what they call heritage acts, which really means old guys in famous bands, right? You know, they have Dragon and Ian Moss and all these kind of bands. So we do those, you know, a couple of those a year. So we've got one, I think, in about 2 weeks in the Hunter Valley. You know, it's got Mossy and Kate Sobrano and Dragon and a whole bunch of, you know, they're always amazing shows because each band literally does like 4 or 5 songs. It's all hits, all killer, no filler. So that, you know, it's great from the audience point of view. It's great from the band point of view because you get up and play for like 20 minutes and then to this huge crowd and then you're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Steve, I guess just getting back to the now infamous gig in Chaffee Theatre in January of 1987, I guess the reason this pops up a bit is because every time we see an artist come to the Chaffee Theatre, I wasn't there in 1987, but Anthony was, and it gets compared to 1E because that concert that you did then probably could have been the first, it might have even been the opening of that theatre. It would have been pretty new in 1987.
Look, all I remember is that period. I mean, things happened so quickly for Wawanee that there was probably for like about a year or two, we were absolutely, it was crazy. You know, the audiences were massive and super like into the gigs. You know, then we went overseas for a while. And it was a little different. We had a little bit of success. We had like some chart success in different countries and America and stuff. But it was never quite like the manic heyday kind of period of the Australian success that we had here. When we came back to Australia, we released our second album, but I think what had happened, it had been kind of a little bit too long. So, you know, we got sort of like top 40 hits with the second album, but it wasn't quite the same. I remember doing Countdown with Paul and, you know, we went on and it was kind of crazy, but and when we came off, Paul said to me, "Oh, it's not the same, man. It wasn't like hysteria, you know what I mean? It was still cool, but it wasn't quite the same."
Because bands back then, Steve, they weren't as accessible as they really are now. Like, we can go onto YouTube and, you know, we can go onto Facebook, you know, Spotify and all those. Back in those days, that was really our only opportunity to see such a huge act like Wawanee.
You know, it was a different world, and I guess what happened with us too is, I mean, now, if you put a record out, it's everywhere all at once because of the internet, which
That's
is
right.
super cool. Back then, we had the success in Australia, and then the record company got us like to America and stuff, and we were touring over there, during which time we kind of weren't really visible in Australia. And we did have kind of a bit of success there, but it wasn't really noted here. So, you know, it was kind of more difficult in a way.
Well, look, thank you for shedding some light on that infamous gig at the Chaffee Theatre. We've now narrowed it down to a day, which we couldn't have done without your fantastic record keeping, even though it wasn't your record keeping.
Just such a weird coincidence that I just got mailed that stuff and it was sitting here on the table. I'll have a quick look. Here it is.
When is this album of yours going to hit, the platforms?
Look, it should be. It's almost finished. I'm waiting on a couple of vocal tracks, which I'm expecting this week to be done. And I reckon it should be within a month or so, hopefully. I mean, it's been during the, like, I live in Melbourne and we had the crazy lockdown here. So I've got a studio at home and I just worked like crazy. So I got, you know, quite a bit done due to the fact that I couldn't leave my house. You know, so that's all come together, and yeah, it should be soon.
And can we expect to see the Steve Williams Band at the Chaffee Theatre touring on the new album?
Hey, look, I really hope that can happen, and maybe you can help me get that happening.
All right, well, let's get it in motion by playing the new song. It's called Addiction. A story behind the title, or anything you want to share with us?
Look, it's a written. You know, being a muso, I've seen so many of my cohorts fall by the wayside due to substance abuse, which is thankfully something I've always managed to avoid. You know, so it's kind of written about my experiences with that, really. And it's kind of weird because the guy Terry singing it, we only spoke about this recently, but the guitarist from Free, who Terry had worked with, died at 25, no, 26, sorry, and he was a heroin addict, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's a cautionary tale, I guess.
All right, well, let's get it on. Here it is. It's called Addiction, the new thing from Steve Williams with Terry Slash. You can get it on all the platforms. Let's get it on at 5RM. Steve, great talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon, guys.